Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC ACRA
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
WaveFarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Regal Blue Media in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is not a Baltimore catastrophe, not a Maryland catastrophe. This is a national economic catastrophe as well.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a prolonged closure of the Baltimore harbor will have ripple effects across the U.S., and funding to rebuild the key bridge should be a bipartisan priority. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the entire cost, but some lawmakers say the owners of the ship that hit the bridge should first be held accountable. The Florida Supreme Court says a six-week abortion ban there is constitutional, since the state's right to privacy doesn't apply to the medical procedure. However, justices also ruled that a ballot initiative to protect the right to an abortion can go before voters in November. A federal judge has struck down a controversial New Jersey primary ballot design. Democratic Congressman Andy Kim is running for Senate and says the design favored party-backed candidates by confusingly putting those without party endorsement on a separate part of the ballot.
I just think that's unfair. You know, you should not be able to put the thumb on the scale of our democracy for people who are well-connected, well-off.
500,000 fast food workers in California just got a pay raise. A new law means workers at chains with more than 60 national locations will now earn $20 an hour. Labor organizer and Jack in the Box worker Anisha Williams says when workers organize, they win.
This is for my ancestors. This is for all the farm workers, all the cotton pickers. We ride on their shoulders.
Some chains, including McDonald's and Chipotle, have said they'll have to raise prices. A Texas appeals court has overturned the conviction of a black woman sentenced to 5 years in prison for once voting illegally. Crystal Mason says she didn't know she couldn't vote while on supervised release from prison when a poll worker offered her a provisional ballot.
I lost jobs, lost insurance, every night crying, praying, asking God, when is the end? You know, I knew victory would be the outcome. I can tell you that.
Her attorney says Texas Republicans sought to intimidate other voters, especially people of color, by making an example of Mason. Republican Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan says his recent comments regarding the war in Gaza were not meant to be taken literally. During a town hall last week, Walberg seemed to say Israel should use nuclear weapons.
We shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid.
I agree.
It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick.
Walberg says his comments were taken out of context and that the quicker the war ends, the fewer innocent lives will be lost. Meanwhile, the Israeli prime minister says he'll close the independent Qatari news network Al Jazeera in the country. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
In a victory for voters, Montana's Supreme Court upheld a lower court decision March 27th, striking down four anti-voter laws which disproportionately impacted younger, disabled, and Native American voters. Montana's Constitution contains a right of suffrage clause which reads, "All elections shall be free and open, and no power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage." The court affirmed that the legislature's four bills passed in 2021 infringed on that right, among other deficiencies. HB 176 eliminated the ability to register and vote on Election Day, in place since 2005 and often used by students and first-time Native American voters. HB 530 banned paid ballot collection, making it impossible for paid get-out-the-vote workers to assist Native voters, students, the elderly, and the disabled in submitting their mail-in ballots. HB 506 prohibited sending mail-in ballots to voters who would be 18 by Election Day, and SB 169 ended the use of official student IDs as identification for voting purposes, revoking a law which had been in place for almost 20 years. Election integrity activists began pushing such cookie-cutter suppression laws after a robust turnout of younger voters in recent elections. We have links to the decision and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, April 2nd. Yesterday's numbers may have mixed some people up, just a sojourn into the metric system. Now it's back to Fahrenheit, and finding how sometimes the most important piece of information can be the one that's left out, isn't it? Anywho, local early morning temperatures range from 33 degrees in Steventown to 41 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 42 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be low, and that's because a cold morning gives way to a rainy afternoon. We see a high temperature of 48 degrees at 2 p.m. Overnight, the rain keeps on going as temperatures drop to 39 degrees. Tomorrow, rain falls all day, winds get gusty, and temps hold out at 40 degrees all day. The elevated areas are going to see sleet and potential freezing rain. More rain overnight as temperatures dip to 36. Mountains expect some snow. Thursday, more rain. Looks like everyone gets a little snow in the morning, and we have a high temperature of 40 degrees at 3 p.m. And rain ends at dark, because it turns to snow as temperatures drop to 32 degrees overnight. Friday, snowy morning, rainy afternoon, high of 42. Ah, springtime in upstate New York. Sunset today will be at 7:08 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:31 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds are average at 454 kilometers per second with an average density of 9 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 50, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't... what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't?
Well,
that you
I'm
don't
not.
Like?
I'm not gonna. I don't have that much knowledge on it. But okay. It's something that I'm not. That I don't care for.
Here's Slink Moss and Pat Gubler, PG6. Their collaboration called Steely Din. This is Small Pebbles. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Kingston, that was Michael Bizio on bass with New York City's Matthew Shipp on piano with the title track from their 2022 album Flow of Everything. This is the Magnetic Fields with You Can Never Go Back to New York from 50 Song Memoir from 2017.
To New York, 'cause it changes as quick as the weather. Everyone sing it together. You can never go back to New York. You can go back to Banff for Big Bear, and whatever you love will still be there. But if you don't plan to ski there, you can never go back to New York.
This is WGXC. This is 90.7 FM in Accra. You are listening to Pyramid Power. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. The cold is, it's creeping in, but we're rubbing our hands together for warmth. Maybe that's all we can do. Together. Get weirder and weirder and weirder. We're listening to songs made by friends and also friends made by songs. But before you were hearing, no, right now you're hearing a droney something courtesy of Matt Bua. And before that was Ross Goldstein, a track from his album, which has not come out yet, but soon, called Disco Donut. And before that, too, by Black Lake, Susan and Slink, Rain and Oil and Secret Trees. I'm not sure where we're going. Let's just keep going there, I guess. I'm not sure we have a choice.
Here's Hudson musician Emily Ritz with the song Great Dunes, from her 2018 local release, Pattern Recess. Thank you.
Next, we are going to hear from Catskill's Reckless Lawrence. He has a new album out May 17th, 2019 called Transience. And this is the song Tiny House on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
And hung a wreath of grief. We live in a world we can't understand. Ooh, poor blind birds, if we're anything. And the end is not the end. Ooh, for poor blind birds. So I'm leaving on the bus. Through the snow of Shenandoah, in this long, long dream of life, it's a lonely road that leads us home. We live in a world we can't understand. Ooh, poor blind birds, if we're anything. And the world is not what it seems. Ooh, to
that was 2019 new local music from the Fleece Brothers from Ulster County. Their song Poor Blind Birds from their 2019 release Undress.
This Tuesday, April 2nd at 1 p.m. at the New York State Capitol, there is an emergency action for Climate Superfund. There's a conference, and I'm now joined by Kaylee Evans of NYPIRG. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
For those who don't know, could you briefly introduce NYPIRG and your affiliation with it?
Yeah, so NYPIRG is the New York Public Interest Research Group. We're a nonpartisan, nonprofit, student-led organization. We have chapters across 16 campuses in New York State. I'm a student at SUNY Cortland, so that's how I first became affiliated. And now I work as an intern in Albany. So I work in the Albany office for NYPIRG, where we work in the Capitol on policy.
Wonderful. So there's an emergency action for Climate Superfund. What does that mean, and what would you like listeners to know?
So essentially, we're just getting down to the line here with the budget. We've had some budget support, especially in the Senate, for the Climate Change Superfund Act. So we're really just trying to push as we get to the deadline. Obviously, I'm sure people know that the budget's been moved already a little bit further down the line. So we're trying to use every bit of time we have to really stress to the governor and the legislation or the legislators that this is really important. There's a 35% of the allocated money that this fund would create goes directly to disadvantaged communities. So the focus of the emergency is helping those disadvantaged communities and prioritizing giving them that money so they can update their infrastructure and do everything that they would do with that money that they need it for, and so that the taxpayers don't have to pay for that, because that infrastructure has to be updated regardless.
And attendees of this rally are encouraged to wear red capes. Can you talk about using performance art and why you're asking for the red cape?
Yeah, I think, you know, performing in art and having something flashy, they're super important, especially as you get towards the deadline here, just to make sure that our rally's sticking out. There's a lot of people that are pushing the envelope here, trying to make it to the end. So we really want to stick out to the legislature and the governor. We've used the red capes before. We've used big blow-ups. We have a blow-up pig that we use sometimes. It's great. Really catches attention. It really gets other people that are in the Capitol for other things to listen and ask somebody, what's the bill you're working on? So it's really just the flashier you can get, especially towards the end of budget season, the more attention you can get, and the more supporters you can get for the legislation.
And could you remind us what the Climate Change Superfund Act is?
Yeah, so the Climate Change Superfund Act would create a superfund that all of the biggest oil companies pay into, and then it'll be $3 billion per year for 25 years that is retroactive to pay for the climate damage that's been done in the past here in New York State by those companies. So all of that money, the $3 billion a year, would go towards infrastructure repair, resilience projects, basically anything that is responding to or preparing for the climate crisis.
You mentioned that this rally is particularly welcoming to people who may not have participated in such rallies before. Why is that?
So with some of the rallies, it'll be a rally and lobby day combination, and that's a little bit scarier for people that maybe haven't done this before, but this is a really good opportunity for people who haven't advocated before, people who are behind this bill or behind environmental justice, but haven't had that experience, because it's just about having a big group there and lots of voices showing everybody in that building that this is really important to a very large group of people. So you don't have to know every fact about the bill to be there. You can come stand and support us. We have legislators that are going to speak for us. We have environmental advocates, people who run organizations that are going to speak. So it's really just about having as many people there to prove unity over this this issue and this bill.
And there's a great list of speakers who are coming, from Mert Simpson to Elisha Bacon. Mm-hmm. So could you talk about some of the speakers and the important role that they play in community climate activism?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the speakers, like I said, a lot of the speakers that we'll have for these events are people who lead organizations. We have sometimes the executive director of NYPIRG, Blair Horner, he'll come speak. And we have a lot of group. We have a huge coalition. The list of organizations behind this bill is incredible. I think it's around 300 organizations. So having those voices, these are names people have heard of in the Capitol. That's a major thing, is that the legislators will recognize the names of people who run these organizations. And then it's especially important to them to hear those people who they have relationships with in the Capitol. So it's really important to have as many organizers there as we can speaking. They're very educated on this, the science behind it. You know, they know the facts of the bill really well, and they're able to communicate that in a way that is digestible, even for someone who isn't really familiar with the bill. So it's really great to have experts there who can talk.
You mentioned that NYPIRG is a college-run organization, and you came through it through your university. Why is this important for students specifically to raise their voices, and what attracted you to this work?
So environmental justice is something that I've become really passionate about, again, through this organization, just because it's such a unifying thing for people my age, for college students. You know, you hear people say, there is no planet B. At this point, it's on us. It's our future, and we need to ask the legislature to do what we want. We have to sometimes remind them that they work for us in this situation, because it is, you know, older generations that have caused this damage, and now we really need the legislature to listen to young voices and understand that we need to handle this, and we can't wait any longer. And that's, you know, another reason why this is an emergency action, is because we don't have time to waste right now. We don't have another session to see if the bill might pass. So it's really important to push it right now.
So showing up on April 2nd at 1 p.m. in the state capitol is a great way to let representatives know what one's thinking. Are there other ways that might also be helpful? Maybe someone or maybe somebody is unable to attend. What are some other ways to voice one's needs to representatives?
Yeah, so the best thing you can do, especially right now with budget season, send emails, calls to your personal assembly member and your senator. Send messages to the leadership, send messages to the governor. You know, we do a lot of call-ins to the governor, so that takes a couple minutes. You can just leave a voicemail. Every single call helps.
And Kylie Evans, what else would you like listeners to understand about this action that is taking place on Tuesday, April 2nd?
I guess just be there, bring the energy. That's what we need right now. We need as much energy as possible. We need to prove to the people in that building that we can't wait on climate any longer and that the environment is suffering and that we put in place the CLCPA guidelines. We made a decision on fixing this. So now it's time for us to stand up and use our voices and prove that it's important to us.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you.
On Thursday, September 28th, Catskill's Reckless Eric performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC regularly has webcasts and broadcasts of shows there, and we have a recording. Here is probably Reckless Eric's most famous song.
There's only one girl in the world for you, and she.
Next, we have 2023 new music from Hudson musician Stephen Blum. He's got a full album coming out later in the year, but so far in 2023, he has released this song called Easter from Hudson-based musician Stephen Blum on the WGXC.
Exactly the way you are. Grow older and wiser, but stay exactly the way.
let's hear some 2022 new music from WGXC's own programmer, Matthew O'Neill. His 2022 album is called Songs of Connection, and the Phoenicia-based singer's first song on the album is called Higher Calling. Here it is.